Now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. Chinese President Xi Jinping has chaired a symposium in Chongqing, focusing on advancing development in China's western region in the new era. President Xi emphasized prioritizing new industry development tailored to local conditions, integrating scientific and industrial innovation, and addressing core technological challenges. He called for bolstering environmental protection efforts. He advocated for opening up the western region to domestic and international markets. He also called for accelerated efforts to develop national energy bases. Tuesday marks the 75th anniversary of the Chinese People's Liberation Army Navy. Across the nation, vessels in active service hosted open days for members of the public. At the main venue in Qingdao, four military vessels attracted tens of thousands of visitors. The city also hosted a biennial meeting of the Western Pacific Naval Symposium. Discussions centered on China's global security initiatives, maritime security cooperation, and global maritime governance. General Hu Zhongming, commander of the PLA Navy, praised the symposium as a positive force for naval cooperation in the region. Overseas delegates also highlighted China's advocacy of a maritime community with a shared future. Zhao Yunfei has more.
Naval delegations from nearly 30 countries, especially in the West Pacific Rim, has gathered here in Qingdao, in East China's Shandong Province, and they have gathered for the Western Pacific Naval Symposium. The discussion has been around the Global Security Initiative, and they talked about the maritime orders based on the international law, as well as maritime governance. China's PLA Navy Commander Hu Zhongming calls on all parties to improve communication, and he says that all parties should bear the responsibility to keep the world's security.
China says it'll focus on five missions, including strengthening dialogue, during the visit by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. An official at the foreign ministry said China will elaborate on its stance on the Taiwan question and issues concerning the South China Sea, as well as trade and technology. The official stressed that China has always handled bilateral relations on the principles of mutual respect, peaceful coexistence, and win-win cooperation. Blinken's scheduled to begin a three-day visit to China on Wednesday. It follows a phone conversation between the leaders of the two countries earlier this month. Official data shows the China Lao Railways handled over 8 million tons of imports and exports so far. The goods transported via the railway include fruits, grains, frozen seafood, electronic and mechanical products, minerals, and new energy vehicles. The 1,000-kilometer China Lao Railway connects Kunming with the Laotian capital, Vientiane, and began operations in December of 2021. New York prosecutors say former U.S. President Donald Trump broke the law and corrupted the 2016 election by trying to cover up sexual encounters with an adult film star. They made the comment on the first day of Trump's criminal hush money trial. The former U.S. leader is facing 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. Trump and his legal team have denied any wrongdoing. Greena Mitchell has more from outside the courthouse.
Prosecution went first with opening statements. They're calling this a criminal conspiracy and a cover-up. They said Donald Trump knowingly falsified business records tied to hush money paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels over an alleged dalliance they had. It was then the defense turn to present their case. They came out and said Donald Trump is innocent, that he had nothing to do with the paperwork tied to the 34 felony counts against him. All he did was sign the checks. And looking ahead, there will be a hearing. Judge Mershon will make a decision on whether Donald Trump violated a gag order with comments he made last week.
The UK government's efforts to send migrants to Rwanda has won approval in Parliament. The House of Lords has dropped the last of its proposed amendments to the Rwanda deportation bill, clearing the way for it to become law. The government plans to deport some of those entering the UK illegally to Rwanda as a deterrent to migrants who risk their lives in boats, hoping they'll be able to claim asylum once they reach Britain. A series of court rulings has repeatedly blocked the plan, while human rights activists call it illegal and inhumane. Migrant advocates have vowed to continue the fight against it. The number of people displaced by armed clashes in the north of Ethiopia has increased to more than 50,000 since April 13th. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said most of the displaced people are seeking refuge in the Amhara region. It said government and humanitarian partners have started providing food and health services, which remain inadequate due to limited resources. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.